Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On Track 1, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On Track 2, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track 3 features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 5, Number 12. In the last edition of SNU, I discussed the concept and importance of quality control in the manufacture and preparation of dietary supplements. This is a huge issue, and I'm sure everyone agrees that we cannot allow dietary supplements to be manufactured and distributed without first knowing that all the rules pertaining to safety, sanitation, and quality control have been followed to the letter. As I mentioned previously, quality is one of two words that I strongly emphasize throughout the CSNA education program. The other is balance. If you respect and understand the meaning of these two words, then you understand what our motto at CHI is really all about. Pursue health and performance will follow. After all, the greatest wealth of health is health. On this final edition of Volume 5, I'd like to share a story about my life and dedicate it to my brother Jamie, who passed away in 1976 at 17 years of age. When I was 8, I dreamed of traveling around the world. It started Christmas Day when I received a 12-inch globe of the world. I would spin and twirl that globe around for hours, dreaming of where I wanted to go and what it would be like. That dream came true at age 19 when I left home by myself, returning almost a year later. Since that first big trip, I've continued to travel throughout my life. In fact, I've traveled to every continent except Antarctica. Now my goal is to visit every country in the world. So far, I've been to 60. During my journeys, I lived and worked with people from many different cultures. I observed what they ate and how they physically moved their bodies. When I observed Aboriginal people eating high-quality food, which was generally unprocessed and organic, in combination with physical activity, there was, without exception, vibrant health and no obesity. I think of myself as someone devoted to health and fitness. Everything I think and do is somehow related to health. As you know, I work in both the health food and fitness professions, and I really live the life. Born and raised in Calgary, Alberta, I always had a natural interest and affinity for sports of every single kind. I didn't think about anything else. I just wanted to play sport. At age 12, I started lifting weights and fell in love with natural bodybuilding. I quickly solved the riddle of steel and discovered that my mind was more powerful than the iron. School was just a vehicle to play sport. I would bring extra hockey sticks to school just so I could invite others to play hockey with me before morning class. I would even skip out of regular classes so I could attend other physical education classes. I didn't care about winning or losing. I just loved to play, and I learned a great deal about other people by playing sport. I now know that sport doesn't build character, but only reveals it, and I could determine through close observation if people were real and if they had integrity based on how they played the sport. Just as importantly, sport was how I was able to express my joy of living. At age 17, after moving to British Columbia, by chance I came across a book called Are You Confused? It was written by a Finnish-Canadian naturopath. His name was Dr. Paavo Arola. At the time, I felt like the book was personally written just for me. On the first page I turned to, it said that eating white flour, sugar, salt, and refined food as a staple would destroy my health, reduce my health span, and actually cause heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and obesity. This was the first time I had heard anything like that. No one in my life, including my coaches, PE teachers, parents, and other athletes, had ever mentioned that nutrition had anything to do with anything. Food was just fuel for the fire. Dr. Rolla's book suggested that the best way to live your life is to nourish the body with whole food and supplements and maintain a high standard of physical fitness. Rolla became the first of many mentors for me. I learned it was possible to stay well and remain disease-free for life by applying specific principles defined in biological medicine. I grew up without a father, but developed a deep respect and love for my mom. Just after I discovered Are You Confused?, my grandfather, who I greatly admired, had a heart attack. He worked excessively, smoked tobacco, ate refined food, engaged in no physical activity, and basically was unhappily married. I believe his death was premature and could have been prevented. This loss affected me profoundly, but taught me a great lesson about why it's important to prevent the damage before it happens. Achieving recognition for my success in sport, I received a scholarship at Western Washington University, where I played football, threw the hammer, and wrestled. To provide additional income for school, I also worked in a local gym. This is when I really made the connection that nutrition was totally relevant to the size and strength of muscle, to the density of bones, to athletic performance, recovery, and the prevention of sports injuries. It also solidified my conviction to health on a personal level and led me to a great sense of personal power. I became extremely clear and confident about what I wanted. To stay well lifelong became my overwhelming passion, but to achieve this goal, I needed to know what the science said in terms of what to take, when, and how much. When I returned to Canada, I immersed myself in the health food and fitness business. I was working out at a gym named Spartacus that I ultimately managed and co-owned with Tracy. During this time, I completed my Doctor of Naturopathy degree through the Clayton College of Natural Health and began writing my first health and fitness column for a national health magazine. I wanted to learn everything I could about the entire health food industry, so I started working in retail health food stores. Then I managed them. After that, I managed chains of stores and soon came to own one. It was called Sports Nutrition World. Finally, I worked the supply, distribution, and wholesale side of the business before becoming an independent consultant to the industry and a supplement formulator. I learned a great deal about the health food business through this experience. Because of my love for exercise and sport, I decided that sports nutrition would be my major focus of research and investigation. This is how I met my friend and mentor, Dr. Michael Colgan. I learned, however, that not everyone in the health industry was noble, honorable, or committed to health. My estimate, and I'm being generous, is that only 20% of the people who work in the health food business are truly committed to health by action. I feel that at least part of the reason is that education in the health food industry is not compulsory or regulated. I also realize that the health and fitness industries, although intrinsically related, function as two separate camps. Most of the people associated with the health food industry are interested in organic whole foods and natural health products, but lack the fitness and training component. On the other hand, the gym crowd is fit, but commonly eats refined food without discretion. The significance of hydration is not well understood, and natural health food is seldom used as medicine to prevent disease. Although this is changing, many athletes do not understand the restorative power of whole food or the enormous value of dietary supplements. In order to provide standard education for the health food and fitness industry, I developed the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor program from scratch. Retailers can't sell products they don't understand or engage with customers professionally without product knowledge and quality sales training. Beginning in 1990, The CSNA education program evolved over 15 years before completion to include many topics such as naturopathic medicine, sports physiology, biomechanics of the body, biochemistry, anatomy, even things like emotions, motivation, spiritual concepts, and metaphysics. I compare this program to an instruction book or an owner's manual for life. It is designed to teach students how to preserve function and stay well for the duration of their entire life. Eventually, I ultimately incorporated myself and formed the Corey Hawley Institute. The Institute is committed to educating the world in sports nutrition, health, and fitness. This objective is achieved by providing people of every age and background with the educational tools and learning resources they require. The Institute distributes the CSNA Education Program, SNU, and publishes a variety of health and fitness books in both audio and printed format. I encourage everyone to absorb as much objective, science-based health and fitness information as they possibly can. Information that, when applied, overcomes superstition, confusion, fear, apathy, grief, purposelessness, and negative emotions. My connection to exercise and sport is relentless. At age 49, I train 6 days per week and keep my body strong and resistant to disease. I desire wellness above all and enjoy looking great in the mirror. I emphasize a mix of functional training and bodybuilding to prevent physical impairment that might keep me from playing sport. In 2003, I was honored to be the recipient of the Canadian Health Food Association's Sports Nutrition Hall of Fame Award. I went on to do very well in some Masters bodybuilding competitions, and today I'm training for a dream that's now coming true, the Natural Mr. Olympia in Greece next year in 2007 in November. And man, is that going to be a good time. I'm going to stand on that stage and win, lose, or draw, it's irrelevant. I've already won because I've attained the standard of accomplishing my dream. I love the challenge of competing as a master's athlete, and I'm inspired by athletes who compete in their 60s, 70s, and even their 80s and beyond. I see these people as living examples and proof that we can remain functional and fit lifelong, provided we stay active and nourish our bodies with excellent nutrition. I believe that one of the major reasons people struggle with the management of their personal health is low self-esteem. That is, how they feel about themselves and how they view the world. Countless numbers of people are disillusioned or confused about their purpose and existence. Many dedicate their lives solely to the acquisition of money, material possessions, and titles instead of getting inside of themselves and learning who they are. I call this a journey of self-discovery. People often believe things about themselves told to them by others that are false. Until people find approval in themselves and not in others, they are never able to release themselves from their self-made prisons and pursue their goals and heartfelt ambitions. I believe that true freedom comes through self-reliance and faith in your own judgment. I encourage everyone to be true to themselves, to believe in themselves, and to get in touch with the dreams we had as children but forgot or stopped believing in. A truly successful person is one who loves, honors, and respects themselves, takes excellent care of themselves, and has the courage to think for themselves. Thought is the most powerful force in the universe. All action is preceded by it. We think everything into being. We choose the path that we take and how we respond to all of life's situations. I like the original Greek model of health. The complete person is lean, healthy, fit, strong, agile, athletic, and highly functional. My ideal man or woman is self-made, possessing a massive interest in searching for truth, and above all, is kind, compassionate, and benevolent. I believe in two major principles regarding human conduct. The first is also the prime directive of natural medicine, primum non nocere, or translated in English, first, do no harm. The second fulfills a practical code for living in the world, and it goes something like this: stay out of harm's way. The purpose of life is to pursue excellence, demonstrate progress, and enjoy yourself. Have fun. Focus less on winning and more on how you play the game of life. A simple basic review of everyone's ultimate end is that nobody really wins, no one owns anything, and no one has any real advantage over anyone else. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. So when you get wet, let's hope that you're one of the just. How you play the game of life means everything in the end. The purpose of my life continues to be to live according to the statutes and principles that govern optimum health and wellness. I'm compelled to promote health and wellness with integrity by being true to myself. I call this the science of living well. My reward is a functional, lean, muscular body free of disease, plus the satisfaction of knowing that I have made a positive, worthwhile contribution. My children, family, and friends are my treasure. I encourage everyone to lay down their weapons, bring the struggle they have inside against themselves to an end, and make the acquisition of optimum health and wellness their most important and number one personal objective in life. I truly believe that health is our greatest wealth. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from John A. Appleman. I have heard it said that the first ingredient of success, the earliest spark in the dreaming youth, if this, dream a great dream.